For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert. It's again time for our weekly check-in with representatives from agencies repairing damage left behind by the campfire. Joining us this week, Paradise spokeswoman Colette Curtis, Paradise Irrigation District spokeswoman Mickey Rich, and Justin Jacobs, a spokesman for the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services. This week, Colette Curtis starts us off with a word about building permit figures and details some of the programs and experts available to speed home reconstruction in Paradise.
Thanks, Mark, for having us. We have received 710 rebuild applications, which is just blows us away, really. Out of that number, 31 homes have been completed. And that seems like a small number compared to the 700, but it takes time. Once you submit your application, then of course there's the process of actually building the home, which takes months. Compared to a lot of the other cities that we have talked to in trying to understand what to expect through recovery, our pace is actually quite fast. There are a lot of people out there rebuilding. On any given day, you'll see a ton of construction happening. We are happy with that, but we can always do better. And so we are always trying to find ways to streamline the process, make it easier for people. And to that end, we do offer the service of rebuild advocates, volunteers who are working with people who are rebuilding, walking through the building checklist step by step, and going over finances as well. It's a great service for people to take advantage of. It's totally free. We find that one of the most difficult parts of rebuilding is trying to put together all of the financial pieces to have that make sense. And so, of course, there's insurance, there are grants available, there are loans available, but there really needs to be someone that can help residents walk through all of that paperwork. And that is what rebuild advocates do. So they are currently working in Town Hall. They're there Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can just walk in. You don't need an appointment. And they can sit down with you and look at what you have and what you're looking to do and try to put together a plan. Once the BRIC is open, they will be in there. BRIC, of course, is the Building Resiliency Center that's going to be located at 6295 Skyway in the old Bank of America building. We have a tentative date that we're working towards, but we know that we will have it open by the end of January.
Now, the town was just given a grant by the U.S. Department of Commerce to hire a disaster management recovery expert.
Yes, yes. So we did receive that grant, and it's a little bit interesting how that works. That grant actually goes to pay for a position that we have already hired. That was Laura Page, who is our disaster recovery director. That grant is going to pay for her work, which is so very important as we work through recovery. She is in charge of all of the recovery projects that we're working on. She is the one that is driving the BRIC, all the work that we're doing on the sewer, on the road survey to look at evacuation routes, and all of those 40 recovery projects that were identified in the long-term recovery plan that we did through that community visioning process. So it's a big job and it's a really important function, and we are just so happy that we were awarded that grant. The last thing I'll mention, there is a great event coming up. It's called Roadmap to Recovery. It's being put on by United Policyholders. They're going to be talking about overcoming some of the roadblocks to rebuilding when it comes to insurance and how to work with your insurance as you're rebuilding. And that's happening on January 25th. From 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at St. John the Evangelist's Church, which is at 2341 Floral Avenue in Chico. You do need to RSVP. To do that, you just send an email to info@UP, like United Policyholders, uphelp.org.
That was Colette Curtis, spokeswoman for the Town of Paradise. She joined us in studio. Next up, Justin Jacobs with the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, joining us by phone from Mather Field in Sacramento, where officials are still working with federal and local agencies to finalize plans for logging, dying, and damaged trees that risk falling across a public right-of-way. Cal OES is also implementing new methods developed by FEMA to deliver more comprehensive aid for a longer period.
Obviously, the next big hurdle is the state hazardous tree removal mission, and we're still working through the finer details of that in preparations to roll it out here in the coming weeks. In addition, one of the things that we are a part of is what's known as the Interagency Recovery Coordination or Recovery Support Functions. And basically what that is a federal FEMA model that the state of California has adopted. And basically we coordinate directly with, you know, local town and county affected by a disaster. And then moving forward, trying to help them assess and understand what their recovery needs are, and then linking them up with another appropriate state agency, another appropriate nonprofit, another appropriate CBO, faith-based organization, whatever it may be, to help further facilitate.
Justin, it sounds innovative and interesting, but what will any of that mean for people on the ground who are coping with the disaster?
Well, ultimately, that'll mean more long-term potential resources for them.
So people won't necessarily see any change or new initiative, but they may see existing services become more accessible to them or have better hours or some such.
Yes, and I think it will be a combination of both. They'll continue to see those services for longer and then potentially be exposed to and have the potential for more services, depending on, again, a lot of this is sort of dependent on what the county and the town relay as initiatives or things that are important to them for their long-term recovery as a whole community. And the big point, you know, both us, our federal partners at FEMA, you know, if there are things and services people need, they just have to make it known. And the best avenues to do that is through their local contacts with the town and county, and they can pass that information up. At the end of the day, we want the safest environment possible for the community.
That was Justin Jacobs of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services. Finally today, let's hear from Mickey Rich, spokeswoman for the Paradise Irrigation District. She has the latest on water testing and work replacing contaminated laterals as the utility strives to bring potable water to every standing structure and to have infrastructure in the ground and ready as people rebuild.
We have identified 1,556 standing homes and businesses, and we're through over 1,200 of those. So we have about 350 left to test. Those will be sampled and tested by the end of March. So everybody should be getting their drinking letter saying that their water is good to drink by the 1st of April is my estimation. Additionally, we have contractors and PID crews working on service lateral replacements for people who are rebuilding. Those are going a little bit slower than anticipated, but we expect the projects to be speeding up as the contractors become more familiar with some of PID's processes and some of the issues they're seeing out there. When we do the service lateral replacement, you're basically going to see three crews. It can take four, you know, to five business days for that process to complete. Again, if you see somebody out at your new build doing some work for PID, give it about a week and then you should have that letter in your hands. Definitely call us if it's been longer than a week and you're still needing that letter for your final inspection. Folks who are living in Paradise need to call PID if they need their service lateral replaced. It's not done automatically because we honestly don't know where everybody is living. If somebody is on their lot temporarily and they need clean drinking water, give us a call so we can schedule your service lateral replacement. If you have any questions, give us a call. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., 530-877-4971. And you can always find information on our Facebook page or at pidwater.com.
That was Mickey Rich of the Paradise Irrigation District, Justin Jacobs of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, and Colette Curtis, spokeswoman for the town of Paradise. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.